Hi guys, welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. How are you doing, guys? You're doing good? Good. Glad to hear it. How am I doing? Well, you know, the world, it's a funny place, isn't it? We all, you know, experience funny things. May life keep going on. That's what I say. That's what everyone says. But what's happening? I'm turning 30 next week. Yeah. So this is the last time you're ever going to see me, because next week I will disappear. I will be gone into the depths of unfuckableness, into the depths of irrelevancy, and just general millennial cringe, I guess, probably. I will cease to exist. Word has it. I mean, you're over 30 and you don't even exist. You're just a ghost in the corner, because you're old. So that's my future. But that's what's happening. That is what's happening in life. I am going to be having a party.
Do you feel an obligation to party because it's a big milestone?
But I want to have it because I'm a narcissist. So I want all the attention on me. I'm actually having to have a joint part. It's a joint one with my other friend. Because basically, like all my friends, we're all born in May. So this May, I have a 30th birthday I have to go to every weekend. Some it's two per weekend. Every weekend in May, I have 30th birthday party to go to. So me and my friends were like, right, we'll do a joint one. So it's easier for all our friends to attend. But yes, everyone at home, you're welcome to come. The address is number 2, Poo Poo Lane, HP4 6969. So I'll see you all there. Bring lots of cocaine and bitches. I like a party.
Have you been to a 30th in the last couple of weeks, or are they all coming?
I've been to so many.
And you get an inspiration?
I think something people have to accept when they have a party is that you have to expect less than 2/3 of the people you invite will actually turn up.
That's the case.
Yeah, I think I have my I've had like my friends, and they'll be like, oh, ask me about plus ones because numbers are a bit tight. And I'm always like, look, mate, about 1/3 of the people are not going to turn up on the day. So like, I'm always like, I've said to people, I'm like, bring as many people as you can, because I need to look as popular as possible, you know, because realistically, those people aren't going to turn up. Like on the day, people are like, oh, I can't really be bothered. Or something else comes up, or blah, 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 blah. So you need to like, you know, you need to overestimate, I was saying. Be more generous than, you know, cautious, because lots of people won't turn up. And then what if you're having 30th? And then, yeah, loads of people don't come.
Do you feel there's people that, like, you really want to come, and if they don't, you'd be devastated? And then there's other people that you're just like, meh, if they don't come, it's no big deal. And then the question is, do you tell these people which category they fall into?
No, the people that want to come are going to come.
Of course.
No, that I want them to come are going to come. I was talking to my friend the other day about coke, you know, like, and I did an excellent impression of someone who's on coke. Do you want to hear it?
Of course, everybody wants to hear. So, see it.
You know when you talk to someone and you're like, and it's someone who you don't even vaguely like, you've probably met them a couple of times. You're like, oh, you know, I think you and me, we've like always had this like, I feel like we've always really got on. I feel like we've always had this like, I don't know, I've just had this really good feeling about you often, and I just feel like we've always had this bond, and like, you know, we should like, my God, we should like fucking hang out like at some point. We should like go, we should like totally like fucking, I don't know, you know, go to like the park or something together. But I do, but then sometimes I do think about the park and I'm like, oh, like, you know, should we be putting more money into these public spaces and things like that? But but generally, I just feel like, fuck, man, like, you're actually like so cool, like you're so like, oh, like, yeah, I don't know, I just like, oh mate, like sometimes I feel like, you know, life, you just have to like take life by the balls and sort of like make friends, you know, and I feel like we just like, yeah, let's fucking do it, man, let's blah 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 blah. But yeah, that's my Coke impression.
Yeah, got it, good job.
Yeah.
People meet their soulmates at a party on Coke and then never see them again.
And then you're ever. Like, and the next morning you're like, I don't want to fucking see that person. Like,
or you just forget. You just forget they exist.
With me, I'm always like, I was saying to my friend the other day, I was like, you're such a person who like makes plans with people when you're coked up and like bigs them up. And then the next day it's like, I don't want to see that.
But I think the only plans you'd really make, if you ever did make plans to actually hang out again with that person, it would just be to do a night on coke together. Oh. That's what it feels like.
Exactly. But it's funny. I think I'm quite a like, a person, if I don't like someone, I think it's quite easy to tell. Like, so I was thinking about this the other day, like my mum, for example, she's like, my mum, my brother are like, they're like, if there's someone they don't like, but they'll still be like, oh my God, like, hi, we're like, you know, and they'll do that whole song and dance and be like, ah, and like be really nice to them. And then they're sort of like, but they don't like them. Whereas I think I'm a bit more like, I find it really hard to be like do that with someone if I don't like them.
You find it hard to be fake.
Yeah.
That means, you know, maybe that means you're super.
I'm so authentic.
Authentic, exactly.
I'm an authentic person with an authentic soul, many have said.
How can you tell if someone is authentic when they're like drunk or coked up at a party? Or can you?
I don't even think about it, I think. I think when I'm drunk or on substances, not that I ever do, I never do that ever. You hear that, please? I don't do it. But if I was to do it, you know, like in like, you know, as a social experiment or something, I don't know. I'm just sort of, you know, I'm me. I'm just me in the best way possible. People sort of gravitate towards me. To be honest, it just makes me want to shit myself.
What, because of, why exactly? Because,
well, it's a
too like nerve wracking being so.
No, it's like a laxative, isn't it? A lot of it.
Oh, you mean the actual substance? I thought you meant the situation.
No, right. I just thought you meant the social situation
where alcohol and drugs makes you so cringe and so. Yeah, no, we get it. The actual substance, okay. Because that time you did it for the social experiment.
Yeah. I mean, I literally never, ever, God no. You know? Highly, highly, highly uncool and unethical thing to do. But if I had done it, it may be made me just want to poop myself. But I didn't. I went to the toilet. I didn't literally shit myself. I've never actually shat myself like from alcohol or drugs. I've never wet myself either from it. I've thrown up on myself, but I haven't.
That's socially acceptable.
Yeah.
Everyone has had a period in life where they've vomited.
I feel like most blokes have pissed themselves while drunk.
I don't think I have.
Yeah. Did you see on the internet, everyone was going, on the, there's a designer, I don't know what designer, but they're selling pea stained jeans. So they're jeans with like a stain.
What, is
like
it cool on, to, is that a cool thing now?
Well, so no. So what it is, it's rage bait marketing, because they know if they make this, everyone's going to click and be like, share it and be like, this is absolutely crazy. And then it just gets the brand more exposure. That's like, it's
classic,
not
classic fashion.
Yeah, thing. It's That's not actually ridiculous. Like a, I don't think they seriously thought of it in a fashion way.
So it's not just one brand that have one product. They've got other stuff that they want people to see.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Marketing nonsense.
Yeah. I've sort of just chundered everywhere. I'm all sort of down myself. Oh, I feel a bit sick thinking about it, actually. Hope everyone at home is eating their dinner right now. To be fair, you lot are so disgusting. You probably enjoyed that.
I wonder when people watch your podcast.
Are they wanking?
No. Well, I mean... No.
Some are, well, probably.
But the ones that don't want to
click... There are some people who...
The ones that don't want to click your link and pay the fee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what time people are watching it. In the morning?
Yeah, you guys, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? Leave a comment down below. Give us some fucking engagement, mate. Stop just leaving comments telling me I've got bad posture, okay? Leave a comment telling me what you're doing. If you're wanking, don't say. Or if you're wanking, type the number 2. No, because that's if you're doing a poo. If you're wanking, leave a number 3. If you're having a wee, leave a number 1. If you have a poo, number 2. If you're cooking, leave a chef emoji, maybe. If you're saving some orphans from a burning building, leave a fire emoji. And if you're just being you, authentically you, then welcome. This is the Authentic People podcast. I always find that I feel like that's, I hate that. You know, when people are like, people who you're like, I'm authentically me. It's like, what does that even fucking mean? Like, what do you mean? Like, or people, I was someone was saying to me the other day, they have a friend who's like, always has lots of like enemies. And I was like, that's such a like Facebook mum thing to do. It's like, you know, when Facebook mums and they like post stuff and they're like, oh, and they're always like, they're like, oh, trust no one, or like, trust, you know, don't let the people who are trying to pull you down or whatever. And I'm always like, who are these people that have all these people in their lives that they're like trying to, that are like have like enemies, or like, it's like we're not peasants in the medieval times, you know, when you have someone trying to like poach your wheat and your crops or something. Then I think, yeah, it'd be like real enemies maybe, or like, you know, people you're fighting for to be the king's something. I don't know, whatever they call that in medieval times.
Well, but if someone has too many enemies or whatever, people that they don't like and don't like them, at what point do they just take a step back and go, I'm the common denominator?
Yeah.
Do you have any enemies? In real life or online?
No. I have haters online.
Haters and enemies, I guess they're different.
Yeah, but no, I don't really have much. Have like drama. But I was thinking, if there's anyone out there that wants to start some drama with me, I could, you know, some beef. I was thinking maybe, you know, yeah, I should start some beef with someone. I'm trying to think who would be a good person for me to like start beef with.
No, I think you should just put it out into the ether and see who comes to you with beef.
Yeah.
And then what kind of person?
That sounds good. So if you want to beef me,
So now that, before you turn 30, are you trying to get some dates in so you have a person in your life that when you turn 30, you're like, hey, you're already here?
What, in like a few days?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. You tell me, have you been trying to get a man? This has been a theme. Or not?
Well, yeah, I like peruse the streets a lot. Like, you know, asking a lot of vulnerable people if they'd come back to my place. If I, you know, give them food and water, will they give me something in exchange? I do that quite a lot.
Any keepers?
No. No one's accepted it yet.
Because according to you, once you turn 30, you might not be able to get a date.
Well, yeah, no. So, you know, if anyone knows any vulnerable individuals who are in need and easy to manipulate, then send them my way. I feel like that's something I need to do, though. Like, as a YouTube, if I'm someone who's going to start posting on YouTube, I have to start doing some sus things, you know. Perhaps, you know, taking advantage of fans who are, you know, sort of close to the, you know, younger age bracket, because that's what YouTubers do. So if I'm to fully step into my YouTube era,
let's hope this podcast, I mean, yeah, let's hope this podcast, this episode, never gets played back in court.
Oh my god, yeah, imagine if I actually did. Shit, I actually yeah, like, I get maybe like Kat Baker's a groomer. Groomer. I see a lot of people saying that now, like groomer. But I see adults saying it. They're like, I was groomed. But I'm pretty sure, I just want, this is just something I want to say. I remember I used to have to work in like safeguarding of adults. Right, believe it or not, I had to safeguard adults. Yeah, yeah, I know. You can't be groomed as an adult unless you have mental capacity issues.
Do they not mean, when adults say that, do they not mean when they were younger?
No. I've seen it recently where people have been like, as adults, they're like, oh, I was groomed by XYZ. No, you have to be underage or like have learning disabilities. You can be manipulated, but grooming, this is not a very funny topic, but I'm just saying, grooming specifically, legally, refers to if you're underage or have learning disabilities, basically. But yeah, I see people say that a lot nowadays. But no, you weren't. Yeah, you. Random tangent, but I saw someone say it the other day. I was like, no, you can't actually be groomed as a fully consenting adult.
Are you getting to a point where you're too old for dating apps, or no?
I'm too old to be groomed.
Well, yeah, but
yeah,
in general, not the grooming part.
Well, my dad uses dating apps, so.
Interesting. Which ones? Like, which ones?
I think boomers use Tinder or like Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish? Does that even exist
anymore? Yeah, no, because, oh yeah, so I got some people, you guys at home, to send in some of your dating apps for me to rate. And someone sent in a Plenty of Fish one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So before you show us that, give us your opinion on the current situation of dating apps. What do you think they represent these days? Like, people say Hinge is for finding the one. People say Tinder is for hooking up, but it's too vague. Any thoughts on that?
I don't believe any of them are any different. I think, this is my opinion on dating apps. I think that I don't know anyone who's in a long-term secure relationship with someone from a dating app unless they met quite a long time ago before it became so ingrained in the culture. And dating apps were kind of for people who were like really wanting to meet someone. Whereas now it's sort of more like everyone's on them. Or people who met someone on a dating app, but they already had people in common. Like, they knew people in common. I don't believe dating apps work for finding a relationship. because they are you're meeting people you wouldn't normally meet in real life, who can't, like, you've got no one has an opinion on them. Like, you know, if you meet someone who's like a friend of a friend or something, you have friends say, oh yeah, they can tell you a bit about them and things like that. Whereas dating apps, you don't have that. So you meet more nutters. And then also, like, when you do meet someone, even if you do like them, it's so easy to just, like, ghost each other. Because you don't have anything in common keeping you together. Like, you don't have friends or work or whatever in common. So I think a lot of time it doesn't work. And, yeah. And I think it creates it's like the opposite of a scarcity mindset. It's like, I have too many options mindset.
It's just a numbers game. Yeah. I think people, especially men, think that just because there's loads of women on dating apps, they're all, you know, possible options. But yeah, they're not. They don't become options until there's a message exchange. Like, even if you match with someone, they're not an option.
Even a message, I would say, barely makes it an option.
No, but at least that's gotten over the hurdle of, like, just a picture. There's at least a hello that's happened.
Yeah. Although, yeah, I would say, even after messaging people, you probably only meet up with, like, 20% of the people you message, I reckon.
Yeah, it's very much a numbers game. Yeah. That's what it seems to be.
But, yeah, so I said to you lot at home, I said, send me in your dating app profiles because I would like to see them and rate them. And not rate them in a way of like, are you ugly or not? You know, attractiveness is subjective. You know, I am not one to judge on who's attractive or not. But I think there's certain things men do on dating apps which get them less likes, and I'm here to make sure that all my audience are getting their willies wet because I care about men's mental health. So we are going to evaluate some of them now. I thought I wanted to make life difficult for my producer, so he's gonna put some of these on screen, aren't you?
It's not as difficult as you think, but yeah, go on then.
Well, I kind of wanted you to, like, have it sort of fly in and spin the screen.
Oh, like a
and
Marvel
then glow, movie. And then kind of, yeah. Maybe, like, animate the photos as well. So, like, they're sort of dancing. Could you do that?
We'll see what we can do, yeah.
Good,
I'll
thanks.
I'll add it to the invoice.
I mean, if you don't, you know what happens if you don't.
You have to record your next podcast alone?
No, you lose another finger.
Oh, that's where it went.
Yeah. So,
all these men have given permission to show. Yeah,
yeah,
they've
given me permission.
Correct?
So, first up, we have Dan. His nickname. So this is one who I think he said this is Plenty of Fish.
I can't believe people are still using Plenty of Fish. That's blowing my mind.
I remember OkCupid. Is that still a
thing? OkCupid is still a thing. Right. That's probably arguably one of the better ones amongst them.
I used that when I was like 18, when I went to uni. Like, everyone was like using OkCupid. I feel like it was quite,
there was a time when OkCupid was like
the thing.
But the alternative one for, like, not traditional monogamy.
Yeah.
Not just straight
people
looking for straight people. It was I think it was the first one actually where you could search by not just gender, but, you know, monogamy, non-monogamy, whatever.
So this is Dan, and interesting, his photo, like, he has a symbol on his profile. I don't know if I'll show you it quickly just so you know what I'm talking about. It looks like it's like an aubergine with a cross on it. Does that mean no dick pics?
Maybe. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, no dick pics.
Does he mean, I promise I will not send you a dick pic?
Well, this must be a Plenty of Fish thing.
Maybe it is.
Plenty of Fish. Hang on, I'm going to research. Hang on. Plenty of Fish eggplant. Let's see what.
But, you know, a lot of people still don't know that sending dick pics unsolicited is completely illegal now.
Yeah.
It's legitimately illegal.
Yeah, so guys, please don't send me dick pics in my Instagram DM. Oh, so it's a no dick Olympics badge. Hang there on. Right. Here, plenty of fish. If you want to make online dating... That's right, we're talking about that. Meet the no dick pics badge. Displaying this badge on a profile lets your potential matches know at first glance that you won't participate in bad online dating. That's crazy. I can't believe they have that.
They're really trying
to
be with the times.
Yeah, and seeing the badge on other profiles means you expect the same from them. But, I mean, you could just send dick pics. There's nothing to stop someone. I guess it's good. I don't know how I feel about that. It's like, I guess in a way it's kind of good, but then also it's like, fucking hell, like, really, is that what society's come to? Like,
well, that, sadly, that is what society has come to.
Badge.
You know, men need to prove to women online.
Guys, if you want to send me a photo of your dick, just subscribe to my OnlyFans and I'll rate it there, but don't just send it to my, you know, fucking DMs, Instagram DMs. It will not be answered. Okay. Right, so damn. Right, first thing, Dan, right, your first photo is you with sunglasses on. You can have a photo of you with sunglasses on, but only one. And don't make it your main photo. People want to see your eyes and your face, you know. Sunglasses obscure your face. And it's hard to see what you look like. So, single, actively seeking relationship, seeking a woman for long term. Nice. Hi, I'm Dan. You never really know what to say in these little boxes, so I asked a friend or two what they would say. He's all right. He's fine to work with. So after them glowing reports, I wait for the knocks on my door. Other than that, if you do want to chat, I'm open, friendly, caring, and I like to chat, to be fair. I feel like I've seen that joke a few times.
What, the friends?
Where people get, like, what would friends say about me. It's a bit overdone.
A bit cringy.
Yeah.
Would you swipe on that? Which way would you swipe on that? Yes or no? Hypothetical.
I'm not going to say that. Because a lot of... Because obviously I have a specific type. So I'm trying to put myself in general woman's shoes.
Do the fans know your type, or is that top secret information?
Gay men. Is my type.
So, okay, so you got quite high standards there. Yeah, you probably don't date any of your type.
Yeah. So if you're gay, comment down below. Yeah. Right. Let me see some of his photos. He's scrolling. It's a video thing. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the whole, this is what my friends say about me thing. It's a bit cringe. I'm not a huge fan of that. Okay, so he likes reading, cooking, the countryside, walking, holidays, exploring, history, documentaries. So those are things that I guess you pre-select. God, they really go into, like, hazel eyes, like, on Plenty of Fish. You can do your eye colour, hair colour, body type. Jesus, it seems a bit like eugenics. Who would be, like... Imagine you match someone, you're like, sorry, I really only match people who have blue eyes, like... Fucking hell, man. Like, that is crazy.
Do you think a lot of that is just to show people that they've put in an effort and they're not just a picture and a one line? It's all about overkill, I think.
God, they really want you to say... They'd ask you on Plenty of Fish what your longest relationship is.
That's too much. That's what you talk about on a few
days. That is... mad. Conversation starts. Holidays, museums, films and music. Is a museum a conversation starter?
It's more
could
so
you
if,
be like
if
would
someone
you...
likes museums, you can go to a museum together, but putting it as a really obvious thing is a bit meh.
Yeah, like, oh, I don't know, if I went on a date with someone, they were like, what do you think of the Tate? But like,
no, I think the point is he'd bring you to the Tate on right. Your first date, not talk about it.
Yeah. Having a date at the Tate. Having a date at the Tate.
So
right,
what?
Show me the photo. Right, okay, mate, you've got two photos of you in sunglasses. Actually, you've got quite a lot of photos of your face. Actually, I'll give you that. I think you've got good photos. They're straight on, with your face showing, and your body showing, so people know what to expect. But... two of your earliest ones have sunglasses on. I'd maybe move them to the back. Sunglasses and a bit. I think sunglass photos I'd maybe stay away from. But generally, I think a good profile, I would say just change the cringe. My friends say this about me. And just say a bit more genuinely about yourself, maybe. Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Want to give them a rating out of 10 or no? Not the person, but the profile.
The profile, I would rate a 7 out of 10. I think it's pretty decent. But there are some tweaks you could do. Talking to tweaking, I can hear someone screaming outside. Tweaking. London life. Hearing people screaming.
What the
fuck? That was crazy. Someone just jumped in through the window. But it was a goblin, wasn't it? And it started running around the place.
Yeah, we got him out though. We got him out.
Yeah, we got him out. That was crazy, bro. That is just London. Like, London is like such a dangerous place to be. You know, there's goblins everywhere.
You count how many foxes? Foxes everywhere.
Oh, yeah. So I have, like, you know, the Ring cameras. And I got an alert the other night. And it was a little fox in my garden. And he was sort of running around. Doing his foxy stuff. I love foxes. Well, I have mixed feelings towards foxes. Because two of my friends did have these rabbits. And the foxes killed them. So, mixed feelings.
I think everyone does. Like, foxes are cute and they're nice, but they're also, they've got a bit of sinisterness to them.
I feel like I could make friends with one, though. I feel like I could.
Yeah, not the same way you make friends with a cat, but you can still.
I feel like I watch on TikTok, there's a woman who gives, like, jam sandwiches to foxes, and I think I might start doing that.
Do you ever genuinely hear them? Like, only some people know what foxes sound like.
Yeah, I hear them, yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. You know, the other night I was coming out my front door and one was like running into my garden at the same time and it came and it was like there and I was there and we were just like, we just shared a moment, you know, just of like, wow.
Yeah, they stare
what
at
you. What a beautiful creature. That's what he said to me.
They stare into your soul.
Yeah. Okay, so who's this? This is Lee. Right, so Lee. Okay. So, you said you're looking for dates first, hoping to find my soulmate. But then you say you're looking for short-term relationship, open to long. I would say if you want your soulmate, just say looking for long-term relationship. I don't know. I find when people are like, oh, I'm looking for a short-term relationship, open to long. It's like, you either want a long-term relationship or you don't, you know, I think. But that's just me. So, looking for dates, first hoping to find my soulmate. Carpenter and joiner, self-employed. Nice, Jesus-esque. We like that. Business owner. Jesus was also a business owner, I guess. You know, he owned the business of God. So, yeah. Height, 5'10". Good. Hope you're telling the truth.
Height seems to be a big factor with women.
It matters.
What about the short kings?
Well, short kings are fine. It's just, you need to know what to expect. Like short kings are great, but like, you want to know he's a short king before you meet him. Because sometimes you have an idea of someone in your head and then you meet them and then they're, like, different. It's a bit of an adjustment, you know? I was talking to my friends the other day and they were like, is short king, is it? It's such a, like, I like the phrase because it's funny. But it is also so patronizing, isn't it? Because like you would, you like.
Like, there's no doubt about it. It just means short man.
Yeah.
Just to make them feel good about themselves.
Yeah, but I feel like in a way it's almost because like you don't like you don't like girls don't call like if a woman if you're like fat queen like you don't like you that's not like you'd be like a woman would be like fuck off, you know. So like I do, I think I don't know many. Short guys who actually like being referred to as a short king. But I would think if I met a guy who was short and he referred to himself as a short king, I would find that attractive because I feel like that's like, he's like, you know, having a laugh, you know?
Yeah. It's tongue-in-cheek sense of humour about it is probably the best approach. Why don't we get some statistics on your audience and comment below what height you are.
And penis size. Put your height in the comments. And your penis size. And your...
I bet Plenty of Fish doesn't have an option for penis size.
Can you imagine if they did... That, there must be an... I'm surprised Grindr don't have that, like, as an option. You know? Or Field. That's the other kinky one, isn't it?
Seemingly, yeah.
So
there is a kinky one, Kink D. Kink D is a specialist BDSM one, apparently. Hashtag not ad, but they do sponsor podcasts.
Oh, really? I love Kink D. You know, I met my husband on Kink D. He's in a cage in the corner.
Consensually, of course.
That's what it's all about.
If someone wants
to
be in a cage in a corner, Kink D is the way to go.
Exactly. Mixed race, half British, half... I think that's Singapore. What's the red one with the white flower? I think it's Singapore. Or possibly. Hong Kong.
It could be... Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Random road trips on a Sunday followed by roast and spontaneous days out.
I feel like a lot of this is just pandering to like... Men kind of have an idea what some women want.
The amount and of fucking just... things I see men being like, oh, my perfect Sunday is a walk and a roast.
Because people, a women
Sunday,
like
a day out and a roast. Let's be real, guys. What are we all doing on a Sunday? We're all in our beds crying with anxiety and come downs from various substances. Is that not what we're all doing on a Sunday? Possibly shitting ourselves, being like, oh, what did I do last night? Oh my god, I can't believe I just went on a rant for 3 hours about Bitcoin. Oh god. That's what we're doing on a Sunday. Be real. We're not doing wholesome shit like going for a roast.
The roast is a good hangover cure if you can manage to get yourself...
I can't. I'm just like, on a Sunday, I'm so like anxious. I can't even... And then you've got to go in the pub... And there's like the smell of alcohol still in the air, and you're like, what? You know? Oh, God, I hate being hungover. It's like the worst thing in the world.
What's your go to food when you're hungover? What do you want?
Papa John's.
Like, okay, not a fry.
Papa John's, although Papa John's did say the N word. But.
What? Well, really? Was that like a news? Was that like a whole
thing? Yeah, it's like a thing of like Papa John's saying the N word or something.
Like in an ad or some staff member said
No, Papa John's. The Papa.
The guy that runs it. Wait, just
he's called Papa John,
Papa
yeah.
John.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I just assumed it was a marketing thing like Uncle
no,
Ben.
No, no. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Hang on, let me just Google that quickly before fact check it. Bring it up. Papa John's N-word. N-word.
We keep
Papa
forgetting.
John's founder says he's trying to get rid of this N-word in his vocabulary. Oh, yeah. He resigned as pizza chain's chairman in 2018 after Forbes detailed conference call where he used the word. He dropped the N-word in a conference call, what could you possibly be saying in a conference call in Papa John's? I mean, obviously, say the word anyway, whatever context is terrible, but just the fact, how in a conference call about Papa John's, like, what could you possibly be saying? Like, use the N-word and reflected on his life in early Indiana, where, I don't know. Like, you're talking about pizza poppings? Pizza toppings? And then you just drop the hard R? That's crazy. But, shout out to Papa John's. I still love their pizzas. I think they're better than Domino's.
Comment below, which is better, Papa John's or Domino's?
Yeah. Exactly.
So,
and comment down below the N-word. I'm joking. Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
So have you got any more advice for this guy, or are we on to the next one?
Oh, yeah. Okay, this guy.
You spend a lot longer on the first guy, so go.
Lee, sorry, Lee. Please think of something more interesting to say on Sunday. Although I forget, some people do genuinely like wholesome shit on a Sunday. Like, you know, that's a real thing. But I just don't believe that all these people are going out for walks and Sunday roasts on a Sunday. I don't believe that's happening.
But I feel like women want a man that isn't just going to be anxious all day Sunday. Or do they? I don't know. Maybe you don't, because if you're sitting around anxious,
yeah,
on Sunday,
you want someone who's more anxious than you to make you feel better. So his weakness is fishnets.
So
interesting.
So this guy went all lovely and wholesome.
Yeah.
And then just threw a curveball, being like, you better wear fishnets.
Yeah. You gotta wear fishnets to the pub.
Is that a good move or a bad move to just throw in the fishnets thing?
My weakness is fishnets. I feel like that's pretty. I think that's fine. Fishnets. I mean, I'd maybe think, is this guy, has he got a fetish?
Well, that's fishnets? The thing. It's like he's,
if he's following me, he's probably, you know, has a lot of fetishes, I reckon.
Maybe he needs to go on to Kink D.
Yeah. You can probably find your fishnet queen on Kink D. Not sponsored.
Fishnet queen, short king. The perfect combination. Which app site is this? The first one was Plenty of Fish. This guy is, which
I think
one?
He said it's Tinder.
Okay.
My weekends are for socializing, fun nights out, and self-care. Oh, he says typical Sunday looks like self-care.
Is that just,
do you mean wanking?
Is that just nursing a hangover?
And wanking. But I like your photos, Lee. I think your photos are good. They're very, like, straightforward photos, you know? The worst thing, I think, is when there's lots of people, like, they're looking at away from the camera. Or not talking in the mic. Yeah. So, yeah, I think your photo's good. Okay, next up we have, so this is Ross, and you're actually sending me, Ross, an only 85% completed Tinder profile, but alas, we move. You know, does that mean you only give 85% in life? That doesn't sound like a man I'm willing to bank on. You know? Okay, so immediately your photos, four of them, you're in sunglasses and standing quite far away. That makes me think, can't really tell what you look like, and you're not very secure about what you look like. So you need more photos of you up close with your face.
So the sunglasses thing really is a big deal. Do you want to see the eyes? Is that a big
thing? Don't. I have I think like one photo of sunglasses on is fine, but more than that, pointless. Like, you know, you're wasting special, precious photo space, you know? So yeah, I changed that with photos. Genuine guy, definitely looking for something serious and long-term. That's good. He knows what he wants. Have CF, cystic fibrosis. Things good to know, let people know. Help adults with learning difficulties and physical difficulties play football some Tuesday evenings. Okay, do you want a medal? Days off, like to go for walks, a night out, holidays, beach days, bowling, cinema, chilling with a film, and a takeaway, and draw cartoons. I mean, I like that you haven't said you go for a walk and a roast on a Sunday. You're definitely doing living life differently to how all other men live, apparently. And I think it's good being specific, like saying draw cartoons. Like, that's a specific hobby.
It shows creativity.
Yeah, I think when people are like, oh, my hobbies are walking.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of that sounded very vague and cliche, except the drawing cartoons.
Yeah, yeah. Or when people say, what my interests are my family. It's like, what? You know, people are like, I care about my family. It's like, okay. Doesn't everyone?
It's just mostly to show that you have an empathetic side, I guess, and you're not a sociopath.
Yeah, but I feel like that should be a given, you know.
It should be, but apparently there's sociopaths and psychopaths on
the Yeah. So, yeah. But overall, I would say probably a good profile. I think you just need to change your photos. And maybe be, I guess it's a little bit, maybe add something, maybe, ooh, actually that's a difficult one. Because I want to say like, maybe add something a little bit funny in the about me section. But then I'm like, if you're not someone who's naturally funny and then you try and put something funny on your bio, it's real cringe. And you can tell, I find. You know, we can't all be natural born, hilarious, world's best comedian like me. You can't all be me. Isn't that right?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
World's best funny person.
Put in the comments how many times Kat Baker has made you laugh out loud.
-3. But yeah, so I'm going to give you 6 out of 10. The photos, you need more close-up photos, things like that. All that jazz. Now, I'm going to do one more, okay? This guy, he sent me his profile and I had to tell him immediately. I said, look, you immediately need to sort this out. So he's on Hinge. He has, like, I can't even tell what this guy looks like. He's called Vlad, right? But, like, a lot of his pictures, it's, like, him riding a motorbike, him boxing. Okay, so we get you, like, boxing. But I can't tell what you look like. It's all, like, far away photos where I can barely see your face. And that one, you got sunglasses on. Can't tell you. Another photo where I can't see anything what you look like. Gym selfie, I can tell you're hench. In that, but I can barely see your face. Mate, I can't tell what you look like at all. I can see your hench. You know, you like the gym and stuff. But women need to see that face and see those eyes. We need to see those big, beautiful blues, you know? If they're blue. I mean, you're Russian, so I think they're probably blue. Or is that eugenicist of me to assume eye colour based on nationality? Probably.
This day and age, it probably is.
Probably. Yeah. So, yeah, that'll get you way more likes. And then what did you put as the info? My most irrational fear, women who smoke fags. I guess that's fair enough. Women who smoke.
Irrational fear, though, he didn't mean that.
Yeah, maybe.
He just doesn't like women that smoke, therefore it's an irrational fear.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit odd.
Is it just women? What about men? Well, yeah, just be like, Penguin picker at London Zoo is his job. So we don't even know what your job is.
A Is that a joke or is that
an actual joke? It's like a, it's like an urban myth that it was like a, or it's like a long running joke that like you pick penguins up at London Zoo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that was like a thing.
Yeah. Someone told me it once and I was like, is this, yeah. So, I feel like I don't know much about you, but it's because he's 20. And when you're 20, you don't really care. You're just looking for people who fancy you and you fancy them and you want to hook up and stuff like that. So I guess I feel like young people don't really put much in their profiles. Although I do see guys do that a lot where they're like, put next to nothing in their profiles. And it's like, you have to be like a model to get away with that. Like you have to be like, or famous to get away with having a dating profile and just putting like one word on it. You have to be like really hot or like really famous.
Do you know of the app Raya?
Yeah.
Is that the one that you were on? Because you're super famous, especially in the Philippines.
Well, I actually asked to go on there and they said, no, you're too famous. You know, they said there's actually an even more exclusive one called Papaya. And I'm on that with Bill Gates. And Elon Musk. True. That was true.
Super exclusive club.
Yeah.
But quickly going back to Raya, what are your thoughts on the fact that there's a celebrity dating app? And obviously, big celebrities might be on it, but there's a weird mid-level of people that might not be that famous. But also, I could almost guarantee you that they let really, really hot people on there who aren't famous, probably especially women. Any thoughts on that? Yeah,
I feel like Raya, I don't think people, as far as I'm aware, like Raya, like, you can match with people on the other side of the world. No one's getting a relationship through Raya. Raya must solely be for the purpose, I think, for mildly famous people to be able to tell if they can fancy each other. I don't think anyone's meeting up from Raya.
Or is it like people have stupid money and they will fly the person out if they're hot enough?
Maybe.
There's an undertone of that, it feels like.
And do you see that girl like shared a video message like Ben Affleck sent her? This was before he got back with Jennifer Lopez, and it was like really cringe. And it was like,
is this like back in the day?
No, it's just a couple years ago.
Okay.
No. And he's like saying, he like sends a thing, he's like, why did you unmatch me? Something. So embarrassing. So it's like, oh, when boomers be, well, he's not a boomer, he's like Gen X probably. But when they use dating apps, it's so funny. So, we might start a Patreon. Would you subscribe to that? So I could do like extra talking. I can do extra talking where I talk about really important things. Maybe I can use more swears, more slurs. Say more outrageous stuff. You know, some really controversial things like, I could talk about, you know, like I could talk about controversial things, like hot topics that we all love talking about, such as should a man or woman pay on the first date? But, so, yes. I'm afraid I have to leave now, for I have a special guest coming, and I'm not sure what that accent was, but you know, if you guys want a Patreon and you want to hear more of my hot takes, then leave a comment down below. Yeah, and don't forget to leave a comment down below if you're wanking, having a poo, having a wee, all that stuff.
And what you want to
what talk your about. Height is, what your penis size is.
What do you want Kat to talk about on the
Patreon? Yeah. And I will see you in the next one. Bye.